My title is Modeling the Dose-Response Relationship of Alcohol Consumption and Injury Using the Fractional Polynomial Regression. I apologize, this is kind of somewhat different from the abstract I put in, which we originally want to look at the alcohol attribute fraction. This relative risk estimate is one component of the alcohol attribute fraction, but it's more focused, and we hope you find it interesting. We will focus on the model fitting, some methodological piece, and also the group cross-group variations. Some findings are related to what Cheryl talked about. Well, we do need a dose-response relationship when we look at these cross-group comparisons. Let's see. Okay. No relationship to disclose. Over the years, emergency room studies have been used extensively to evaluate the risk of injury related to drinking, and we consistently found that alcohol played a role to elevate the risk of injury, but either use the case control study or the so-called case crossover studies. Most of these studies, however, is defined alcohol exposure dichotomously using any drinking versus now. It's like what Cheryl shows just now. And it has some limitation, particularly when you look at the cross-group comparisons, like between men and women, between countries. We know men drinks more than women, and we know that drinks vary hugely among countries. So we really need to control for the alcohol intake in this scenario to do real cross-group comparisons. There are some studies do look like the dose-response relationship, but in a very crude way. They categorize the volume into the consumption into volume bins. We call it categorical step function. One of the most influential studies is Borges, 2006. He used 12 countries of WHO study using the case crossover method and found, for example, that the relative risk of one drink is 2 to 3 drinks is 3.9, 4 to 5 drinks is 6.5, and 6 and more drinks is 10.1. Obviously, there are advantages in this categorical step function. The result is very easy to communicate, and most importantly, because by doing this, you do not assume any functional form, so the estimate is very robust. But there are some issues. First, that it's very unreasonable to assume this step function really exists, that the risk is the same within the volume bin and abruptly change, you know, for the next level. And more important, that when you look at that volume bins, the categorical step functions, the estimate normally fluctuate a lot. It is okay when you look at the general trend study for inference purpose, but if you really want to do predictions, say you want to predict the risk at a given level of consumption, since the relationship is not smooth, it's really not for that purpose. And further, step function estimation normally have very large standard error, confidence interval. So the precision of the estimate is really compromised. And all this seeing that the categorical step function is exploratory in nature. Recently, there is a study utilized a method called fractional polynomial to estimate the alcohol and the injury dose response relationship using meta-analysis. It's a Taylor 2010. This fractional polynomial method is a very flexible method to search for the most optimal function form of the predictor by comparing model fit indices across various models. So it overcomes the problem of the categorical step function. It has a smooth relationship, so good for prediction, and also it have a much smaller standard error, confidence interval, and improved efficiency. But before this measure can be widely used, several methodological issues has been explored in terms of their validity and efficiency. So this study has two purposes. Methodologically, we want to examine the validity of efficiency of the fractional polynomial models to estimating alcohol and injury relationship. We'll look at particular three things. The first is to examine the functional form model fitting, particularly at the high volume end when the data are sparse. And second, we want to compare with the categorical step function estimate because the latter is more robust. And third, we want to evaluate the confidence interval estimate from this fractional polynomial model because the reason is the confidence interval estimate from the analytical derived from the model kind of overestimate the precision because they assume the functional form is fixed. So in that regard, we compare that analytical derived confidence interval with the empirically bootstrapped confidence interval. And at the substantive end, we will do some cross-group comparisons, use this method to compare by gender, age, and very importantly by the country detrimental drinking pattern, and also by the injury causes. The sample is the 18 country emergency room data, which the total N is about 1,300. We use the case crossover design, which is different from the Eurofrequent design Cheryl talked about. Is our control period, the case period is the 6 hours before injury, and the control period is the same time on the same day last week. So in that case, they should be more comparable. We use the conditional logistic regressions and using the fractional polynomial to adjust to search for the best functional form. We define one drink as 16 milliliters of the pure ethanol. And very important variable is this country detrimental drinking pattern. It's developed by WHO, valued 1 to 4. The higher the value, the more detrimentally the same amount of volume is consumed. It's based on several heavy drinking indicators and also frequency like drink with a meal and drink at the public places. In our 18 studies, we have one study in the has the value of 1, which is Switzerland, which basically we cannot use. And we have 6 countries in the with the detrimental pattern is 2, 7 countries is 3, and 4 countries is 4. So we have a quite good data, particularly for the level 2 and level 3, to look at the cross-country comparisons. I won't talk about the details. For those interested, you can have the slide. So first, look at the method piece. And when we fit the models, first we want to see how the model fit, particularly at the high-end volume end when the data are sparse. Here, we look at 3 curves. One is look at the full volume. One is volume truncated at 60 drinks. That is, we drop the 60 drinks, more than 60 drinks. And the third is the volume capped at 6 drinks, so we recode those to 60, higher than 60, to 60. There are 34% period reported volume bigger than 60. So this is that 3 curve. As you see that it's kind of the risk peak at about 30 drinks, then it's dropped. And for those 2 curves capped and truncated at 60, I don't have the predicted value here. So I reproduce this. These figures, first is I zoom in the volume 1 to 10 volume. So you have a better picture, look at the 1 to 10 where most of drinks happens. And also we see that the predicted value up to 200 drinks. You know, again, you can see that the volume kind of peak at 30s and then dropped. For this curve, I add the categorical step function. As you can see that the step function curve is fluctuated a lot, which you very expected. But the good thing is, it's basically very consistently rise up to 30 drinks, very similar to the fractional polynomial. And after that is also dropped, and huge fluctuation, which very difficult to really find the trend here. So the idea is it's very high consistent between the fractional polynomial and the categorical step function, justify the fractional polynomial as a valid estimation. But the negative relationship over the 30 drinks, it may be real, because you may say, okay, if people drink a lot, you know, they just go to sleep. But it could be also measurement error, since we ask about 6-hour drinks, and they might consume that, you know, maybe in 10 hours, who knows. So given that, and also because the data is not very much, quite sparse, so the following analysis, we will just look at the relationship up to 30 drinks. Then we look at the confidence interval. The right dot is the confidence interval for the fractional polynomial which derived analytically. It's much smaller than the categorical step function which you expected. And now I add the black curve, which is empirically derived. This is based on the 1,000 replication from the bootstrap. And you can see that although the empirically derived confidence is larger, is what you expected, but not huge difference from the analytical derived confidence interval. So it's basically saying that it's okay to use the analytical derived confidence interval. So this is the result for the summary for the confidence interval. Now we switched gear to the substantive result. This curve shows the difference between gender. The red one are women and the black are men. You can see that consistently women are higher, although at the lower end, the confidence interval, there are big overlap. But women is much higher over 10 drinks. But women does have much larger confidence interval. This is the comparison between age. The red one is 18 to 30. The blue one is 30, more than 30. They are very similar up to 10 drinks, and then over 10 drinks, the older, a little bit tipped up, but not hugely. Okay, this is a very interesting result, is we compare the countries from different detrimental drinking pattern. And you can see the blue one is detrimental drinking pattern is 2, the red one is detrimental drinking pattern is 3, and the black one is detrimental drinking pattern as 4. So it's very clear that the country with detrimental drinking pattern 3 have a higher risk of injury at a given consumptions compared with detrimental as 2, and very consistently. And the detrimental drinking pattern is 4 is, they have the highest risk at the lower end, up to like 4 drinks, but then it's topped off. And for this one, I want to mention a little bit of these countries. I mentioned earlier that the detrimental drinking pattern is 2 is 6 countries. There are 3 in America, is Canada, Dominican Republic, Argentina. And we have China in Asia, New Zealand, and then Czech Republic. So kind of most of these countries, mothers drinking, they are drinking norm. And for the detrimental drinking pattern 3, we have 7 countries. They are Guyana, Panama, Brazil in Latin America. We have Indian and Korea in Asia, Sweden and Ireland in Europe. So they are more kind of heavy drinking style. And we have 4 countries in the detrimental drinking at 4, which are the Mexico, Guatemala, Nicaragua in Latin America, and Belarus for the former Soviet Union. So other than the Belarus, the 3 Latin American countries, they are infrequent binge drinking is their drinking norm. We don't have many. We have about 5,000 cases for the detrimental drinking pattern 2 and 6,000 cases at people at the detrimental 3, but only about 2,000 detrimental drinking 4. So it's more kind of reliable, the result for the 2 and 3 comparisons, and which we show very clear differences. Kind of interesting. Last, I want to show the curve for the 4 type of cause of injury. The red one is traffic accident, the black one is 4, the blue one is violence, And the green one is all others, other injury types. I didn't show the confidence interval because it would be too busy. Consistently, you can see the variance injury have a higher risk. This is, consistent with our earlier, a lot of early findings. So to sum up, we found that fractional polynomial model is a valid and efficient approach to estimating the dose-response relationship between alcohol injury, and it generates estimates consistent with the categorical step function, but has advantages not shared by the step function. The fractional polynomial allow us to do the cross-group comparison in risk of injury-related drinking with alcohol intake controlled. We found the women has a greater risk than men, particularly when the volume is larger than 10 drinks, and not big difference between age. We found countries with detrimental drinking pattern index 3 have larger risk than countries with DDP index 2, and the country with highest detrimental drinking pattern, which equals to 4, has the greatest risk at low volume level, but topped off. Here are the type of estuaries, 4 countries, detrimental drinking pattern is 4. And risk of injury related to alcohol is greatest for the variance-related variance injury. Thank you. That's right.